Today's shir is Masechta Gittin, Daf Samech. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Nun Tes Amid Be'ez, the last words on the Amid. Says the Mishnah, says the Gemara, Sholchale B'nei Galila sent Rav Chelboy, Achreim. As we discussed quite extensively in our previous shir, that the Halacha requires that the Kohen get the first Aliyah and that the Levi get the second Aliyah. Now the Gemara asks, Achreim mikoyrin, who gets the Leyas after Kohen Levi? Says the Gemara, Lehav b'yodei, he did not know the answer. Also v'shailo Rav Yitzchak Nafcha, he went and asked this question to Rav Yitzchak Nafcha, Amalei, so he responded, Achreim koyrim talmid chacham amunim al tzibur, after them are called up talmid chachamim who are responsible to take care of the community needs. V'chreyem, talmid chachamim haruyim noisim parnosim al tzibur. People who could potentially be appointed to these positions, but have not been appointed to those positions. V'chreyem b'nei talmid chachamim shevaseim minim parnosim al tzibur. Afterwards, the sons of talmid chachamim. V'chreyem rishu k'nisiyos, the gaboyim, who are in charge of tzedakah, and afterwards, kol adam, afterwards, everyone else is appointed. And indeed, in the Shulchan Aruch says, B'Shabbos v'yontif, koyin achal levi talmid chacham hamamun al tzibur, v'achal v'revi talmid chacham haroilim noisei parnas al tzibur, v'chamish b'nei talmid chacham shavim mamun al tzibur, shlishi rosh k'nisiyos, v'shvi eshar ha'am. The Aruch HaShulchan says that since nowadays we don't have Parnosim al Tzibur, we don't have people who are able to answer Halach in every subject matter. So he says now there's a different, there are different minhagim. Some people have the minig, he says, that Shlishi is considered, that's the B'nai Ashkenaz, he says, that by them, Shlishi is considered the most significant Aliyah. And by the B'nai Sfard, he says that the Shishi is considered the most significant Aliyah. And the Tashbatz actually writes that the Rosh was always careful that he should take the Aliyah of Chamishi, since nobody else wanted that Aliyah. So he took that Aliyah for himself. The Gemara seems to say that the Rosh Knesios get Shishi, and everybody else gets Shvi. So the Nebuka Yosef says, it seems from our Gemara, that the last person gets the last Aliyah is the least significant Aliyah. However, there are Rishonim that say that actually in those days the minig was that the person who got the last Aliyah also got Galila. And since that person got Galila, so actually that Aliyah, he says, is considered, they say, is considered the most significant Aliyah. The Chasam Sofer says that the Aliyahs are connected, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, Yosef, and David, and therefore Shishi is considered the most significant Aliyah, because Yosef is considered a Yosef HaTzadik. But the Torah says that Rabbeinu Tam was always careful to take actually the Aliyah of Shlishi. Says the Mar Sholchulei B'nei Golol, Rav Chelba. The people of the Golol sent to Rav Chelba the following question. When you have a document, you have a sefer that only has one chumash and not the chamisha chumshim, may you read from such a sefer bebeis haknesses b'tzibur. May you read from such a sefer in the tzibur. Lo hav b'yodei, he didn't know the answer. Also shayla Rav Yitzchak Nafcha. They went and asked this question to Rav Yitzchak Nafcha, and says the Gemara, lo hav b'yodei, he too was unable to give the answer to this question. Also shal be medrashah, so they went and asked the question in the base medrash, and they attempted to give an answer, based on the following halacha. Damar Shmuel by Nachmani Amram Rabbi Yochanan Sevatar shechasu by Yiriya Achas. A Sevatar that's even missing one page ain't Kairim by. And therefore, certainly a sefer that's missing a whole, that you only have one chumash, is inadequate. So the Tosfos says that from the fact that the Gemara speaks about a Sefer Torah, Shechasa Yiriya Achas, that that type of Sefer Torah is possible, says Tosfos, it seems from our Gemara that if you have a Sefer Torah that's missing only a word, it would be kosher. Because if the halacha word, that even if it's just missing a word, it's possible, or a letter that's possible, shouldn't the Gemara said that? So that's Tosfos' approach. The Rashba and the Meiri disagree, and the Rashba and the Iriya says that certainly even a Sefer Torah that's missing one letter is possible. So of course, the Rashba asked the question. So if that's the case, why didn't the Gemara give that example? So the Rashba says, because a Sefer that's missing a Yiriya, you're not allowed to read anywhere in that Sefer, even if in another Chumash. But a Sefer that's missing a letter, is only that Chumash is also to be written, to read from. The other Chumashim may be read from. And the way that Avni Nezer explains the opinion of the Rashba is that the reason you're not allowed to read from a Sefer Torah, which is possible, because it shows a lack of Kavarat Tzibur. So if it's missing a whole Yiriya, so that shows a lack of Kavarat Tzibur under all circumstances. But if it's not missing an entire Yiriya, says Avni Nezer in explaining the Rashba, it doesn't show such a terrible lack of Kavarat Torah. Since it doesn't show such a lack of terrible Kavarat Torah, so you may not read from that Chumash, but the halacha will allow you to read from other chumashim. V'lohi, says the Gemara, but says the Gemara, that isn't a good raya. Hasam chas v'milsei. A Sefer Torah has to be completely kosher. And if it's missing something, it's not a Sefer Torah. Hacha, when you're speaking about the chumashim, because if you have all of the chumashim, so it is a chumash, and therefore it should be allowed to be read from. And in fact, says the Gemara, Rabbi Rav Yosef, Damri Tavayo, Rabbi and Rav Yosef both taught us, Enkarm b'chumashim b'beis ha-knesses, one may not read in a chumash in a beis ha-knesses, b'shum kavrat tzibur. What's the kavrat tzibur? The Rishonim explained that the kavrat tzibur that's referred to here is that it shows as if the tzibur cannot afford and bring themselves to have a Sefer Torah. But, and that's why there's a special din in Sefer Torah. However, the Mishnah Berurah and Simen Kuf Mem Gimel Sufkot Tells says that if you have a town, a city that doesn't have a Sefer Torah, they should read, when the time for Kriyas HaTorah comes, they should read from a Chumash, of course not with a Bracha. And he says the reason is that we shouldn't forget that there's an obligation to read from a Sefer Torah. Moreover, he says that the halacha is that we shouldn't have people called up for aliyahs. One person should get up and read the whole parsha from the Sefer Torah. As far as a yachid, let's say somebody can't make it to shul, so he's reading from a Sefer Torah, so he's at home and he doesn't have a Sefer Torah, could he read from a Chumash? So that really is connected to a very famous and important question. The chiyuv of learning, of reading, of Kriyas HaTorah. Is it a chiyuv of the tzibur? Is it a chiyuv that belongs to the community? Or is it a chiyuv that belongs to the yachid as well? And depending on that question, that will tell us the halacha if you should read from it, if they should read from that Sefer Torah, from that chumash, if you have no other options. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Rav Yosef Darmi Tavayu, Hai Sefer HaTorah. You have a Sefer that they read from it, the Haftiris. In that Sefer, it was printed all the Haftiris of the whole year. In that world, they didn't have printing. But in that Sefer, they had all the haftaris of the entire year written. Says the Gemara that if you have such a sefer, that means you don't have a whole Navi. The halacha is, Oslo Mikra Bibi Shabbos, one may not read from that sefer the haftarah on Shabbos. My Tama, Kivan, the Loinitan Lokhtev. The halacha is that a Navi should have a whole Navi, not this sefer. Mabar Avashi, Omar, Lutatule Nami Osir. Not only may you not read from the sefer, from that sefer, but that sefer should be considered muksa. Lutatule nami aser my tama the halachas lemikrebe. Since it can't be used to read from, then therefore it becomes muksa. So Rashi explains that you have to write the whole navi, and therefore if you have a sefer that doesn't have the whole navi, the halach is that may not read from it. And even though, as we're going to learn in our shiur today, that there's a concept of Eis Lasas L'Hashem Heferet Torah Secha, sometimes we do things that may not be mutter just because we want to keep the minute going. The halacha is that here, it's worse. Because writing a sefer like that is considered a violation, an outright violation. And the other pshat, which is probably the simpler pshat, is that it's not such a difficulty to read, to have a navi. And therefore, it's not considered Eis Lasas L'Hashem. V'lohi, it says the Gemara, what we just learned is incorrect. Shor L'Tatule, one may move such a sefer. It is not considered muksa. V'shor L'Mikrebe, one can read from such a sefer. Rav Yochanan Rav Shimon ben Lakish, Ma'ayna b'sefer d'garata b'shabta. They used to learn from a sefer garata on Shabbos. And the halacha is, loy nitna loktav. The halacha is that a sefer garata included dvarim ta'ar shabbat peh. And the halacha is that ta'ar shabbat peh is not allowed to be committed to writing. Ella, the reason that you're allowed to do so, kim da le'afshar. They lived in a world, in a time, where they were unable to learn if they didn't have a commit to writing. As we just said, Eis Lasas L'Hashem Heferet Torah Secha. Hachnami, he holds, Kivin Dalei Echshir, they lived in a time, a place, where it was difficult to have a Navi written, and therefore we may apply the concept of Eis Lasas L'Hashem Heferet Torah Secha, and even read from a Sefer Haftarah. The Levush says that the halacha is that one should not read the haftarah from a sefer, from a printed sefer. The Taz in Aruchaim Simen Resh Mem Dalet Sifkotan Beis disagrees, and he says based on our Gemara where we said that Eis Lasas L'Hashem, we can read haftarah from anywhere that it's printed. The Magen Avraham wants to say that our Gemara speaking about the time of Chazal, where there was no printing presses, and the only way you could have something written is it was handwritten, and to have Nevi'im handwritten was difficult, and that's why our Gemara considers it Eis Lasas L'Hashem. Today, when you could print Nevi'im, the halacha is that you should have a Navi, at least the entire Sefer, printed Navi. And Eli Rabba says that what's really appropriate, and that's what the Mishnah Berurah says, that one should have Haftarah Nevi'im written on a klaf, and the Paiskim quote, the Sharetzion quotes, that since people spend money for all sorts of reasons, and people spend money to beautify the shul, then the halacha is, then certainly they should spend money, the halacha is, one should spend money to write, to have the Nevi'im committed to klaf, and from that one should read the Haftarah. Says the Gemara, Bamine Abai Merova, Ma'al Lichta Megillah, can one just write one parsha of the Torah on a Megillah? Latinaik L'Slamaba, in order for a child to learn from that. Tibayla mandam v'tayr megillah megillah netna. So the Gemara says that there's a fundamental question: how was the Torah given to us? Was it given that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote each of the parashas of the Torah individually. And then at the end of the 40 years in the Midbar, as he was about to pass away, he combined them into one sefer. Tabayil amanda amar, Torah chatuminitna. That Moshe Rabbeinu did not write anything until he finished the entire Torah. Tabayil amanda amar, Torah Megillah Megillah. It's a question according to the opinion that the Torah was given Megillah Megillah. Kivin the Megillah Megillah nitna. Since Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the Torah that way, we too, Kaisvim, to write the Torah for teaching to our children that way. I tell him, Kivan the Idbek, since as we just said, after the 40 years, it was put into one sefer. So now, Idbek, it could only be kept, it could only be prepared as one sefer. And to boil man the Amr, Torah chatumanitna. And it's also a question according to the opinion that says the Torah was given as one scroll. Do we say, Kivan the chatumanitma, Ain Kaisun, the Torah was given as one scroll, and that's the way it has to be. Adilma Kivin de Leefshir, it's impossible to write the Torah, it's impossible to give, to write for every child, the whole Chamisha Chum Shatayr, to write for everybody, say for Torah, for everybody, then the halacha is, so this is an important purpose, and Kasvinan. Amalei, so Rabbi said to Abaye Ein Kaisvin, we're not allowed to write individual Megillas. What's the reason? Fish Ein Kaisvin. The halacha is that the Torah cannot be written Megillah Megillah. So the Gemara says that the way we're learning, most the way we've been learning Megillah Megillah, is that the Torah was given each parasha separately and then it was combined. And the Chasam Sofer explains that what the Gemara means, Megillah, Megillah, he has a very interesting shot. He says that all of the Torah was given as one long combination of letters, not divided into words. And that's how Moshe Rabbeinu received the Torah. He got it as one big Torah, and then he separated as the situation applied. The Mashal explains that the machlokes of Torah Megillah Megillah Nitna Chatuma Nitna is an approach how to look at the Torah. Do we look at the Torah, says the Mashal, according to the people who receive the Torah? And if we look at the Torah according to the ones that receive the Torah, so they need to receive it Megillah Megillah. They need to keep receive it each parasha separately because that's the way they'll be able to absorb it. Or do we look at it from the perspective of Kadosh Baruch Hu, that he doesn't have that issue, and he was gave it chatuma. The Din Yaakov has another pshat. The Din Yaakov says, we know, the pasuk says, Torah tziv alonu Moshe, Meirosha kilas Yaakov. And the Chazal say, Al tikri Meirosha, which means a Yerusha, Ela Murasa. We're sort of married to the Torah. So says the Din Yaakov, those two different words or how we explain the word Meirosha or Meirosa are really what the discussion we're having here in the Gemara all about. As we learned earlier in our Masechta, you can't be married to a half a woman. So just like you can't be married to half a woman, Torah is Meirosa. The Torah also, you can't have half a Torah, you have to have the entire Torah, and that's why we say Chatuma Nitna. But if we say that the Torah is compared to a Yerusha, so just like when one leaves over an inheritance, he doesn't necessarily leave over everything to one child. It's divided amongst the various children. And just like it's divided amongst the various children, so too the Torah, Megillah, Megillah, Nitna, it's separate. So the Gemara said that even according to Manda Omer, that the Torah was given separately by different Megillahs. The halacha is not that we have the entire Torah combined. The halacha is we should not separate it. Esvei asked Gemara, the Mishnah in Masech, the Yuma teaches us that Hilni Amalka made various things on behalf of the Beis HaMikdash. And one of the things the Mishnah says that she made, Afisas Tavlishazov, she made a tablet made out of gold. So we see that you could have a pasha just of one Pasha Saita alone. Says the Gemara, Amr of Shim ben Lokim and Shim Rabbi Yanai, the way it was written with alibis. So it was never written, the words were never written out. The discussion we're having in our Gemara is when the words are written out. Esvei asked the Gemara, the Braisa in describing this Tavla says, Kishukhaisiv, when it's written, Raya, the Kayan, looks at the Tavla, the Kaisiv, and he copies down Masha Kosaba Tavla, everything that's written on the Tavla. So we see that the Tavla had all of the words. Ema Kamosha Kosaba Tavla. So the Gemara, what the Braisa means to say is that it's similar to what it said, but not exactly the same. Eisvei, says the Gemara, another Braisa. So the Braisa says, Kshukaisa, when the Kohen is writing the parasha of the Saita, Roy of the Tavla, he looks at this Tavla, the Kaisiv, Bashukos of the Tavla. He writes what it says in the Tavla, Umao Kos of the Tavla, and the Braisa continues, what does it say in the Tavla? Im Shachav Eloi Shachav. So it seems that the entire words are written out. Answers the Gemara, Hachemai Skinen, the Braisa over there is speaking about Beserugim. The first words and the last words were written out, but the words in between were not written out. They were only written out Rosh Tevis, just Aleph Beis. And therefore, it's not a raya that you could write the, just one parsha. Says the Gemara Katanoi. This question suggests the Gemara is actually a machloikus tanoim. The Braisa says, "Ein kaisa Megillah tinik l'slamaba." One may write, not write the Torah in a Megillah form for a child to learn from it. From data lahashlam, but if his intention is to write the entire chumash, ultimately mutter. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Bereishis ador hamabo Torahs kahanim avihi b'yom shmini." So we see that we can separate the parshas, that he does allow to separate the parshas of the Torah. And the Chasam Sofer says, what is the machloikus really connected to? It goes back to the machloikus that we mentioned earlier. The mandam that says that we could do it separate parshas, saying that we follow Megillah Nitna. And the other one says Torah Chatuma Nitna. Amar Rabbi Yochum Shem Rabbi Noah, Torah Megillah Nitna. The Torah was given each Megillah separately. Shnemar, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Ozamarti, Hine Bosa Megillah Sefer Kosov Alai. So we see that the Torah, says David HaMelech in Tehillim, was given in the Megillah fashion. Rav Shim ben Lakish Omer, Torah Chatuma Nitna, is given whole. Shenemar L'Koyach Sefer Torah Zeh, take this entire Sefer Torah. Ask the Gemara, Vidach Nami, what will the Mandama that says it was given Megillah do with the Pasuk Kasiv L'Koyach Sefer Torah Zeh? Says the Gemara, that Pasuk is Labasar Idbuk. He agrees that even though the Torah was originally given Megillah, it was ultimately combined. Vidach Nami Yaksiv, the Megillah Sefer Kosov Alai, isn't that clearly an indication that it was given Megillah? Says the Gemara, who, the Kala Torah Kula Ikra Megillah. What it means to say is that the Torah is called a Megillah. The Ksiv, as the Pasuk says in Zechariah, V'yomelai Mataroya, he said to me, what do you see? V'yomer, and he says, Haniroya Megillah Ofer, I see the Torah written as a Megillah. Inami, another point why it was called a Megillah, Rabbi Levi. Then Rabbi Levi, showing the parashas, there were eight parashas that were Nemra B'yoyim Shokim B'yoyim Mishkan, that since they were all required for the building of the Beis HaMikdash, these eight parashas were written as separate Megillahs. What are they? Ve'elheim, parashas Kohanim, the special halachas that apply Kohanim, parashas Leviim, the parasha that speaks to the Levim, parashas Tameim, that the halacha is that somebody who's Tamei has to be go out b'chutz l'machna, and therefore such an individual will have an issue, when should he bring Pesach, Karm Pesach, parashas Shluach Tameim, the halacha is where a Levi may be or may not be, parashas Achrei Mois, the parasha of Yom Kippur, that was the day that Nadav and Avihu died, and that was the day where Aaron was told that he may only enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim Yom Kippur. Parsha Shesui Yayin, the parsha of Shesui Yayin that somebody, that a kohen who drank wine may not enter the Beis HaMikdash. And the Medrash, the Rosh asks a question. The Medrash says that Nadav and Avihu died because they entered the Beis HaMikdash when there was, because there was Shesuya Yayin. So ask the Rosh, but they entered the Beis HaMikdash, did Pasha Shesuya Yayin only happen after they died? So why did they suffer before they were warned? So the Rosh says that Ein Mugdim Ochem HaTorah. And the Yad David says that even though it was said on that day, it was already mentioned before. Or Pashas Neiris, the halacha of the Menorah, or Pashas Paraduma, the halacha of Paraduma. So the Rabbi Yoshev, I saw, asks a question. The Pasuk says, Sham Sam Loi Chayku Mishpat. And from the Pasuk of Sham Sam Loi Chayku Mishpat, we learned that already in Mara, they were told about this halacha. So if they were already told in Mara about Paraduma, what's Al Gemara saying that they only got the Pasha Paraduma when they put up the Paraduma? So he answers, very interesting. Rabbi Yashar says that first they learned the Pasha Paraduma, they learned it, and the way they achieved Tahara was just by learning the Pasha Paraduma. But once, now, they were not just taught that you could be Mekayim the Mitzvah through learning the Pasha Paraduma, but now they learned that actually the Halacha bringing the Pasha Paraduma. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Elazar, Torah, Roy B'Ksav, most of what we know we get from the words of the Torah, or Miyat, there is a minority that we learn by the Roy of the Torah is written, and way Rashi explains the Gemara is that most of what we know is the halacha is based on drushes of what we learn from the Yud Gimel Midos Shatayra in the Dreshes Behen. So I saw that the Mashon Nechsam Soifah say that there's really no machlokes. That the machlokes that they're really arguing over here is how do we look at the drushes? The drushes are obviously not explicit in the Torah. And the question is that do we look at the drushes as, since they are taught from the words of the Torah, they consider like the b'ksav, or do we look at the drushes as something which is bal peh because it's not explicit in the Torah? V'dechnami haksev echtov loy rubi terasoi. Hu atmui k'dmua. Don't learn the pasuk that the pasuk is making a statement. The pasuk is actually asking a question. Echtov loy rubi terasoi. Is most of the Torah written? V'loy k'moy zanach shavu. It's not written. If you would think that way, you're thinking like an Akum, because the Akum believe that that the only thing we have to believe in is what's written. And we believe that even what's not explicitly written, we have to believe in. V'idach nami yuksiv ka'pi advar me'elo, ha'hu mishum da t'kifa l'megaruma. It's much more difficult to learn Torah Shebal Peh than to learn Torah Shebiksav. So advar me'elu should be written. That means that it should be taught orally. From here we learn a very important halacha. Whatever is Torah Shebiksav has to be read and learned from inside. And Dvarim Shebapeh, and what's Dvarim Shebapeh should be learned. Dvarim Shebapeh, Eter Shor Lomer Miksav. Everything should be learned in the proper fashion. Only everything should be, what should be written should be written, and what should be learned by about Peh should be, what should be learned by Peh should be right about Peh. In fact, the Rambam writes in his introduction to the Mishnah Torah that for 34 generations, after the Torah was given at Har Sinai, the Torah was given bal peh. The Torah was given from generation to generations. He says, however, people, Talmidim, were allowed to have notes that they wrote, private notes that they wrote, to remember what they learned. That, and explains the Ritva. Why was this so important? He says that one who learns from a sefer doesn't always really understand what was the intention of the person who wrote the sefer. And therefore, there was a very important part of learning Torah that it should be bal peh. The Mashal has a different approach. He says, obviously, learning bal peh is much more complicated. You have to constantly review what you learned. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu dafka wanted that an important part of the Torah should be bal peh, because like that we'll concentrate and study it better. But in later generations, because of Eis Lasses L'Hashem Eferet Teresecha, we came to a world that people were not able to write, to remember everything they learned bal peh. So Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, in the time of Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, it became apparent that we can't live in such a world, because people were forgetting the Torah and people were distorting of the Torah, and there was a real concern what would be the future of the Torah. And that's why, because of Eis Lasses L'Hashem Eferet Teresecha, they allowed Torah to be written. The Chasam Sofer says that one that is relying on the Eis Lasses L'Hashem Eferet Teresecha for Torah Shebal Peh could only use that heter, says the Chasam Sofer, when he can't remember the Torah. So since there's no way for him to remember the Torah, he has a right to commit it. He has a right to commit it to writing. Anyone else has no such right. And many suggest that the reason the Chasam Sofer held that way is because the Chasam Sofer's Rebbe was Reb Nosson Adler, who was obviously a tremendous Talmud Chacham and a brilliant person. And he, when he would learn, he would make just dots or marks in his Sfarim to remember what he had learned, to remember what he had said, whatever chidushim he had said. And therefore, he didn't need any more. So his opinion was, Eis Lasses L'Hashem Eferet Teresecha is only applicable for somebody who, if he won't commit it to writing, won't be able to learn. But the average individual, but the person who doesn't need to write it, has no right to write it. Many disagree with Reb Nosson Adler and with the Chasam Sofer, and their opinion is that once Chazal allowed us to commit Torah to writing, it became permitted for everyone, and we don't begin to start judging every person that, are you a person that can remember and you don't have a right to write, or are you a person that can't remember and therefore you may write? Every letter of the Torah is Dvarim Shebiksav. We learned Yatar Rishoy Lomer Malpeh. Chaz the Ritva. Every word of the Torah has much meaning to it. Not just does every letter of the Torah has much meaning, but the Chaseris V'Yaseris, the way the letters, the way the words are spelled, carry with them much meaning. The Gemara says that the tagin, the crowns on top of the letters in Torah, carry much meaning. And therefore, Dvarim Shebiksav et Rishoy L'mamrim Al Peh. But this, of course, is a halacha that we need to study, because many people do sometimes say Dvarim Shebiksav Bal Peh when we daven or other occasions. So Tosfos says that this halacha only applies to Dvarim of the Chamishu Chum Shetayra, not of Nach. So we're saying Psukim of Tehillim, it isn't a problem. Tosfos gives another explanation that when is there halacha, a Dvarim Shebiksav, Yatru Shoy Lemer Al Peh, and that's only when you're coming to be Maitzi somebody else. If you want to be Maitzi somebody else, you can't Dvarim Shebiksav, Yatru Shoy Lemer Al Peh. But you're saying it for yourself, we don't have that consideration. The Mardechai quotes the Beinu Tam, who says that any pasuk that everybody, that most people know by heart, this halacha doesn't apply to. Rebbeinu Yonah says that this halacha only applies to something that we must recite. So according to Rebbeinu Yonah, Krishma, which there's an obligation to say, should be said from a siddur. Shmon Esrei, which does not achieve the right to say, we could be more lenient. The Kaaba says, if we want to take this Gemara literally, it would require that whenever we daven, we should have to daven from a Sefer Torah, which of course is impossible. And therefore he suggests that included in the concept that we've been learning in our shiur today of Eis Lasus Lashem Eferet Teresecha is also, they said, that since it's obviously impossible for everybody to have a Sefer Torah available to them to daven from, they could daven by heart. Says the Avodram that this halacha only refers to somebody who's looking in a Sefer Torah. So somebody who's looking in a Sefer Torah, says the Avodram, what the Gemara means to teach us is that he should not look outside of the Sefer Torah. But once somebody is not looking into a Sefer Torah, that, as we're learning, most people don't daven, obviously, from a Sefer Torah. Once you're not davening from a Sefer Torah, that's why the halacha, then you could say Devarim Shebiksav Baal Peh. The Panovich Rav quotes the Gra. He says that very often in Shas, we have a Gemara, and the Gemara says, Chsuri Mechsar Achitani, the words that are missing from the Mishnah. And the Gra, he says, asks the question, why was the Gemara written in that fashion? Why is the Gemara written in the fashion of Chsuri Mechsar Achitani? Why didn't the Mishnah, the Gemara, write it the way it should be? Says the Gemara, that says the Gra, because we're learning that everything that we're learning about the Torah being written is something that should not have really happened, because Dvarim Shebapeh Iyatu Rishoylem Biksav. Everything we're doing is only because there's no other option. So we want to always remember that halacha. And that's why Chazal instituted Dvarim Shebiksav, that the Chsur Mechsav Achitani, it shouldn't be perfect. And in fact, I saw that the Gra's opinion was that one, even when he's writing, and you see this in many Sfarim, that when one is writing Divrei Torah, they used to write it in a very shorthand manner. And the reason that they wrote it in a shorthand manner is because Dvarim Shebaal Peh Iyatu Rishoylem Lomar B'Ksav, you want to do Ksav as little as possible. And since you want to do it as little as possible, that's why they wrote it in the most shorthand fashion possible. I saw that the minig was in bells that somebody, the minig in bells was that there was a minig in bells, there were different menhagim in bells, and somebody once came to the Rebbe and asked him, what is the source for some of the menhagim? So he said that we're just learning in the Gemara, Dvarim Shebaal Peh Iyatu Rishoyim Loimrim B'Ksav. So he says that, how do we look at that? He says that really everything that we learn Torah Shebaal Peh, which our Gemara is teaching us, is really the fundamental, the foundation of Torah, is not supposed to be written. But our Gemara is teaching us that Eis Lasus B'Hashem Heferet Teresecha was Eis Lasus L'Hashem Heferet Teresecha, and we do write it. But Menhagim were left as the Torah Shebaal Peh, which has the fundamental part of Torah Shebaal Peh. When we speak about the fundamental part of Torah Shebaal Peh, it should be left Baal Peh. And that's why he explained, Rabbi Yisachar Doif and Bells, that Menhagim are so essential to our continuation, because the Menhagim are the Dvarim Shebaal Peh that were never written in B'Ksav. The Bei Rishmal Tana, the Pasuk Sev, K'soiv L'chas Advarim Ha'Ela, Ela at the Kaisiv, you're allowed to write Torah Shebaal Peh, at the Kaisiv Halachas. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Lekaras HaKadosh Baruch Hu Brisa Yisrael. What's most important to Kadosh Baruch Hu is the Dvarim Shebapeh. Shnema Apkeep Dvarim Eilu Krati Itcha Brisves Yisrael. And the Chasam Sofer explains that's why the Akedah is considered such an important part of our heritage. Because that Akedah represents Torah Shebapeh. How did Avraham Avinu told Yitzchak that I am supposed to bring you as a carbon? Why am I supposed to bring you as a carbon? Because that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. And he accepted that Torah Shebapeh. And that's because that represents the first interaction of Torah Shebapeh, and that's why the Kedah is such an important part of what we rely on for Zchusim. I also saw that Rabbi Aaron Kotler explains, when he speaks about Torah Shebapeh, he says that Torah Shebapeh represents the special band that exists between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. For he explains, as we know the Pasuk teaches us, that the Torah Shebapeh was translated into 70 languages. What does it mean, he says, when the Torah Shebapeh was translated into 70 languages? It means that the Torah Shebapeh was made available to all of the nations of the world. The Torah Shebapeh was not translated into 70 languages. It was, as we're learning, not even allowed to be written. That represents, says Rabbi Aaron Zitzal, the special connection that exists between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu that nobody else has a part with that. So, says the Gemara, Ma'arvin Be'ish Yoshin, in fact, I saw that the Mefarshim explained, the Gemara says, Zchus Ovis Tama, that the Gemara Mesech Shabbos Daf Nun Hei, that the Zchus we have from the Ovis, Tama, may not be any more in existence. Bris Ovis, but the special bris that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had with the Ovis, Loi Tama, that never ended. What's the difference? He says, because the bris Ovis is represented, as we're learning in our shir, by Torah Shebapeh. That special bris that exists between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Loi Tama, will never end. This Zchus Ovis, that could expire. So we learned in the Mishnah, Ma'avin Beis Yashim Ibnei Darki Shalom. As we discussed when we learned the Mishnah, Shlomo Melech made a gzera that one may not carry from a more private Rishus HaYachid to a more public Rishus HaYachid. The example we gave, if one has an apartment building, so you're allowed to carry in your apartment, but you can't carry in the common areas unless you make an Erev Chatzeris. And we learned in the Mishnah that the house in which the Erev Chatzeris was always put, it should remain there. My Tama, Ilem Mishum Kfoid, says the Gemara, if we're going to say because we're worried about the covet of the Baal HaBos, Ha'ushapura, there was a shofar that they used to use every Friday to blow to let everybody know that Shabbos was coming. Davar Mikar Bei Rabbi Yehuda. Originally, it was in the home of Rabbi Yehuda. Ulubsoif Bei Rabba. Then it was put in the home of Rabba. Ulubsoif Bei Rabbi Yosef, and then in the home of Rabbi Yosef. Ulubsoif Bei Abaya, and then in the home of Abaya. Ulubsoif Bei Rava. So we see that there is no covet involved, that it has to always be. It has to be, always has to be in the same home. Says Gemara, the reason is Mishum Chashada. If we're going to start seeing that the Erev is not in the same home where it always was, people are going to believe that there was no Erev Chatzeris. And because people are going to believe that there's no Erev Chatzeris, people are going to believe that you're carrying there without Erev Chatzeris. So ask the Tosfos Rosh, I understand that this is a legitimate concern, asked the Tosfos Rosh. But the Mishnah said that the concern is Darki Shalom. What is the Darki Shalom over here? So Ben Tam explains that the concern is because people are going to believe that the Erev Chatzeres was stolen. And they're going to believe that there's people that are stealing it. Another pshat that the Rishonim suggest, that people are going to believe that the Erev Chatzeris was left in one person's home, and after it was left in that person's home, He took it and used it for himself. So people are going to start being chosh at him. So we always leave the Erev Chatzeres in the same home, and it's always available for the person who lives in that home, and everybody could see it there. We learned further in our Mishnah, Bar Shukarv L'Oma, the pit that's closest to the canal, that's the first pit that should be filled up with the water. Itma, B'nei Nahara. There are many people that have fields along the river. Rav Amar, Tatoi, the people who live at the bottom of the mountain that have the water flow down Shoshamayim Bereisha, they should be the first ones to get rights to the water. The Shlomo Leimer and Shmuel holds Ilor Shoshamayim Bereisha, the people on the top, says the Gemara. But the Mazel, says the Gemara, when the water is flowing naturally, Kulam Leplegi, there's no Machloikis. If it's flowing naturally, everybody could take the water. Ki Plegi, the Machloikis is Kemiska Veshkuye, where they have to build dams or they have to divert the water. What will be the halacha? Shmuel Ami Lo Shosamayim Bereisha. The Amri Anama Kervin Tvei. We're closer to the entrance of the river. Vrava Amatatoy Shosamayim Bereisha. The Amri Nahar Kapash Delezel. The water is going to flow down. The water is going to flow down. And therefore, since it naturally flows down, we should get it first. Tanan says the Gemara, asked the Gemara, our Mishnah says that Hagbor HaKarv L'Ama, which is ever is closest, Mismal Rishon from Neidar Kesholim. So we see that the upper pits should go first. Says the Gemara, Tirgum Shmuel Aliv Derav, our Mishnah is speaking about a case, Bama Slachs Api Boroi, that it goes right next to the pit and it fills up the pit by itself. There, since it fills the pit first, there's no question. Yochi, if that's the case of the Mishnah, ask the Gemara Maila member, so what's the Mishnah teaching us? Answers the Gemara, Maritema Motzi Armiloi, that the people who own the other pits should maybe say, Socha Misker, we should be able to close up the water and divert it, Vashke Benador, and let us use the water. Kamash Malon, they have no right to do so. Says the Gemara, Amar Afhuna Bat HaKhalifa, Hashtad Loi Itma Hilchasa, we're not clear, Loi Kamar, if the halacha is like Rav and Shmuel, says the Gemara, called the Olam Gavar. The halacha is that whoever is stronger should win. So the Rosh already asked the question, is that the Jewish way, whoever is stronger wins? So the Rosh has a very interesting approach. He says, call the Olam Gavar, means that whoever really shows that he's more in need of the water, and he's going to do whatever it takes to get the water, Gavar, that showing that he's most interested, that is the way to halacha. And that's the way to Rif Paskins. And the Rishonim ask that we have a rule throughout Shas, Hilchasa K'Shmuel B'dinim. When it comes to Dinim Mamnis, we paskin like Shmuel, and when it comes to Issevahetta, we paskin like Rav. So shouldn't this be a case of Mominus, and we should paskin like Shmuel? Says Rashi, that Rav Huna did not accept that rule, that we always paskin like Shmuel by Dine Mominus. The Rashba and the Miri says that indeed, the Halacha in this case, the Halacha is like Shmuel. Taisu says that even though normally the halacha is like Shmuel, it isn't a hard, a fast rule. So I saw that the Rishonim asked another question. Many times when there's not clear what to do, so the Gemara says what we should do is shoot at the dayanim. Let the dayanim decide. So Rishonim asked, isn't saying shoot at the dayanim, letting the dayanim decide what to do, a better approach then called the Olam Gvar? So the Rishonim say a beautiful teretz. If we're going to rely on Shuda the Daini, what is the definition of Shuda the Daini? Definition of Shuda the Daini is that in every situation, the Dayanim need to decide what they feel the halacha ought to be. But if that's the way we're going to do it, in one case, the Dayanim may feel that we should give it to the people on top. In another case, the Dayanim may feel we should give it to the people on bottom. And people, others who are watching this, will think that the Chachamim are inconsistent. And therefore, Chachamim, that's why Chazal felt that called the Olam Gvar is a better approach. Rav Simcha Rashi, Los L'Kameda Baya. Vaymala Losma Be'edna. Please let me have a time that we could learn together. Amle Isli Idni L'Dedei. I have a time that I learn myself. So he said to him, V'loisma V'layla, please learn with me at night. Amle Isli Ma'ila Shkuya. At night, I'm busy watering my fields. Amle, so Rav Simi said to him, Ano Mashkina Lamar Mai Be'yimama, I'll water your fields by day, V'loisma V'layla, so that you should be able to learn with me at night. Amle, so Abai said to him, L'chai, wonderful. Ozlalei, so Rav Simi went to the people who owned fields above the irrigation canal. He said that, and he said to them that they can't drink, they can't use the water. The people on the bottom have the right to go first, like Rav. And then Ozul Tatoi, and he went to the people on the bottom of the mountain. The people on the top have the first right because we passing like Shmuel. Adahachi, so since everybody was sure that everybody else is going first, he quickly went miskasaka, he diverted the water and was able to quickly water the field and come to fill up the bar and water the field and come to learn. Also kamei derbaya, kebei tre avarata, you play this game of saying that the loch is like Rav and Shmuel, that timna abaya leper deshata. And abaya refused to drink, use that any of the fruit that year, because he felt it was attained dishonestly. Says the Gemara, Hanu b'nei b'chermach, the people who live in the city of Hermach, dozu kara b'reishu d'shavosoi, they went and they dug next to the top of the river Shavonsom, in order that the water should come to them. V'druv v'shir v'shilu nara, and because of that, then afterwards the water went back down the mountain. The people who lived on the top, they diverted the water away from us. So he said, you should dig next to your fields. So now they said, if we're going to do that, it's not going to be good for our field. Don't do anything, just leave it the way it is. And the Mefarshim say, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make sure that you will have Hatzlacha.